Mga kaagham, ako po si Mikael Francisco, editor-in-chief ng flipscience.ph at host ng Ask Theory Podcast. Inaanyayahan ko ang bawat isa na makilahok at manood sa pinakamalaking science and technology event ngayong taon, ang 2021 National Science and Technology Week o NSTW na gaganapin mula sa 22 hanggang 28 ng Nobyembre. Sa temang Agham at Teknolohiya, Tugon sa Hamon ng Panahon, may mga webinar, career talk, film showing at iba pa na aming ipapakita na nagbibigay solusyon sa mga problema natin sa pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay, hatid sa inyo ng iba't ibang ahensya ng DOST. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon hinggil sa 2021 NSTW, bisitahin lamang ang www.nstw.dost.gov.ph at huwag kalimutang i-follow at i-share ang mga posts sa official Facebook page ng National Science and Technology Week at gamitin ang hashtags na #2021NSTW, #DOSTTugonSaHamon, at #ScienceForThePeople.
Normally kasi whenever we hear nuclear, as you said, associated siya with something destructive, because of course all the news that we have heard about the atomic or nuclear destruction or weapons of war. But actually, nuclear technology is a big technology that, if I would say, of course, would have, for example, the potential to do harm, but would have the infinite power to do good or to be helpful to humanity. So it works in both ways.
The Ask Theory podcast shines the spotlight on Pinoy scientists from various scientific disciplines. Listen to some of the country's best scientific minds as they explain what they do in simple terms and share fascinating stories of how they got into science, the incredible things they've learned about the world around us, and so much more. Hi, Doc Thomas. Welcome to the Ask Theory podcast.
Hi, good afternoon, Mikael. Thanks for inviting me in this podcast. And then good afternoon to everyone.
Actually, I'm excited for two reasons. One, as the science nerd in me is really excited because as we're recording this, actually, it's just a few weeks before the National Science and Technology Week celebration, which is, sa mga listeners natin, I'm sure you're familiar with this, pero yung NSTW, it's an annual celebration of science by the Department of Science and Technology here in the Philippines. And this year, there will be a lot of interesting panels. Every year naman every year umattend ako ng NSTW, every year meron akong natututunang bago, merong really fun and interesting talks. But this year, there will be a really interesting panel about something na kapag naririnig natin yung word na yun, meron tayong mga certain preconceived notions, no? Very explosive preconceived notions. But, you know, before I get ahead of myself, can you tell us a bit about yourself, about what you do, and most importantly, how you fell in love with science?
Okay, thank you, Mikael. I'm Dr. Thomas Pascual. I'm a nuclear medicine physician and specializing in adult and pediatric nuclear medicine. I'm currently a science and technology fellow now at the Department of Science and Technology engaged under Philippine Nuclear Research Institute. Before that, I was a technical officer, a nuclear medicine physician and expert at the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna, Austria. So yun yung UN organization na in charge sa mga nuclear techniques. So basically, I work there as a UN officer specializing in applications of nuclear techniques specifically in human health. So, as you might ask, how did I fall in love with science? I think there is a natural curiosity lahat sa atin. Nung bata pa tayo, nabibuild up yan. So, if you love science, you love how to play around with things, or you love how to study how things are living or how things are working. For example, in biology, in plants and animals naman, or humans, for example. So in my case naman, I've had this natural curiosity with both plants and animals. And as a child, you know, nag-alaga ng halaman and then taking care of pets like that. But actually, when I grew up, really focused on medicine. And then eventually now, triggered yung curiosity ko with the special field of science, which is nuclear medicine. So on how nuclear techniques can be used to benefit human health, something like that.
it's really exciting work yung dealing with nuclear anything, actually. And we'll get into that later.
Yes.
Pero with all of that background information, I want you to talk about your mission as a scientist. If you could describe in a single sentence kung bakit ba kayo naging scientist, ano ba yung mission nyo bilang isang Pinoy scientist and bakit?
I think as a scientist, the main purpose is to provide evidence-based knowledge in science and technology. So you have to keep on producing knowledge that will actually be useful to humanity. In this case, to the people, and then would have something of use sa health. That would actually inform policy and improve the lives of the people. So I think, although mahaba yung sentence, I think it cannot be captured in one. Eh. So if you're trying to do something, make sure that it's useful.
Uh-huh.
That's it. So yeah. So I think yun ang scaffolding principle of me as a scientist, that I provide good evidence over the science that I do, and at the same time transfer that technology that will be useful to the people.
Interestingly, you brought up the word useful. Actually, the words useful and technology. Let's talk about a particularly useful technology that doesn't have a very good reputation with most people. Let's talk about nuclear energy. Ano po ba yung nuclear energy, and why is it that so many people associate it with destruction?
Normally, kasi whenever we hear nuclear, as you said, associated siya with something destructive. Because of course, all the news that we have heard about the atomic or nuclear destruction or weapons of war. But actually, nuclear technology is a big technology that, if I would say, of course, would have, for example, the potential to do harm, but would have the infinite power to do good or to be helpful to humanity. So it works in both ways. So nuclear energy comes down from the atom. So energy itself comes out when the atoms are split or fused together. And then the energy that is released, that is something that we would use within our technology. The energy that is released from the nucleus is the one that will be used by the scientists to either use it for useful techniques in human health, in agriculture, or different things. Also to create electricity as one thing, but or on the other end naman, pwede siyang maging, if I might say, destructive uses. Okay, so there is a potential for this nuclear energy to do harm, but there is also an infinite possibilities of it to do good. So there are two sides. So that's why we have to use our knowledge to keep using this kind of technology to benefit mankind. As I said earlier, diba? So when we have this particular technology, for example, nuclear energy, it needs to be used in a peaceful way. So the peaceful way means using it in things that happen in our daily lives. For example, in medicine, even in transportation and agriculture. So those are the things. So it's important, I think, for the people around that it's good that we should equate nuclear energy to something productive and beneficial to mankind. And nuclear energy can be used or should be used in peaceful ways. So I think you're a main message. So true, nuclear energy might be something that people are afraid of because of media communication, but I think being responsible citizens, we should look beyond what is projected to us. So we should beyond and then look for the truth, I think. And nuclear energy is good, I would say.
Napakalinaw po ng pagkaka-explain, actually. Pag naririnig ko nga yan, parang naisip ko, for example, yung apoy, no? A very basic example lang, no? Alam natin na with, you know, in the wrong hands or in the wrong situation, fire can kill, fire can cause disasters, fire can harm us. But at the same time, fire, heat energy is very crucial in our everyday existence. So it really is in the way na ina-apply natin itong mga konseptong ito, itong like for example, itong nuclear, no? So yung medyo bad PR ng nuclear energy, it only really reflects one application of the entirety of nuclear energy.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yes, I agree with you. Yes. I may add, siguro as a scientist, I think familiar ka sa salita na ano, with great power
comes great responsibility.
Comes responsibility, di ba?
Yes.
And nuclear scientists would have the great power to know how to use it, no? And then they should have the responsibility only to divert that kind of power into peaceful use, ganon. So, yun ang importante na. Kumbaga, okay, there were times, for example, na those were used in non-peaceful ways, but if you look around us, maraming nuclear energy na nag-exist in our present lives. So I think if we open our eyes on things that are happening around, either in the hospital or everything, hospital or in transportation, water resources, or in the environment, maraming applications ang nuclear techniques.
So hindi natatanong ni Doc, I'm actually a big fan of Spider-Man. So nung sinabi niyo yung yes. yung great power pa lang naisip ko na agad, ah, great responsibility ang kaso nito. And Spider-Man himself is a scientist. So talagang na-embody niya talaga yung that motto, with great power comes great responsibility, just like the scientists who work with nuclear energy on a daily basis.
Exactly, yes, yeah.
So let's shift the discussion to from nuclear energy to how it is applied in everyday life. So, Doc, ano ba yung nuclear technology?
As I said earlier, diba, the nuclear energy which is actually released from either from fusion or fission or decay ng mga radioisotopes or isotopes, mga elements, ganun, these energies are actually useful in different applications. Okay? So we get it or we detect it depending on the equipment, parang ganun. So I think, for example, in nuclear medicine, we inject people with radioactive substances na nakadikit sa isang gamot para malaman namin kung ano ang nangyayari sa katawan ng isang tao. And then we use that, for example, yung radioactive substances na yun, dinedetect namin yun with a certain type of camera.
Aha.
So yun. And from that, nalalaman namin, for example, in cases of cancer na, okay, ang cancer mo ay stage, for example, stage 1 pa lang or panimula pa lang, meron pang mga options na gawing na para sa management ng cancer mo. Pag nakita namin na medyo kalat na, mag-iiba na yung management, di ba? So para bang nakakatulong sa clinician para magkaroon ng predictability ng survival ang pasyente. And also, it could also be used naman, for example, in the diagnosis of cardiovascular diseases. Because as you know, ang mga sakit sa puso or cardiovascular diseases still would account for the majority of deaths globally. So, ang mga non-communicable diseases tulad ng cancer or ng cancer or ng sakit sa puso, they kill around 41 million people each
wow.
year. And then out of the, let's say, 41 million people each year, for example, in the Philippines, last 2020, about 92,000 died from cancer. So, ang role ng nuclear medicine with cancer management is very crucial because we can actually tell the clinicians kung anong stage na yung cancer yung pasyente. And at the same time, masasabi din namin kung naging effective yung chemotherapy nila or yung treatment na ginawa sa kanila. So at least, di ba, parang kumbaga, namamonitor namin yung progress ng pasyente. So it's just a very practical application of nuclear medicine in our daily lives because I think I would say na you would have at least one relative na may cancer or friend na may cancer or friend na mayroong sakit sa puso. And at some point, they did use nuclear medicine as part of their clinical management. So very important talaga. And then I would say, for example, now in the Philippines, there are technologies coming in as seen also in developed countries na na-apply na natin ito ngayon sa atin locally.
So kanina, and I feel that I just have to bring this up as a comic book nerd, nabanggit kanina ni Doc na part of yung nuclear medicine, application of nuclear medicine, involves yung putting in like a radioactive, you know, that word, radioactive. And if anyone out there listening like me is a fan of like superheroes or comic books or fiction, alam natin na karamihan nitong mga superheroes na to, ang origin nila usually has something to do with exposure to radioactive materials. But of course, hindi tayo magkakaroon ng superpowers with exposure to these radioactive materials. We have to think about how during the time that these superheroes were created in the 60s, no, radioactivity wasn't that well understood by the people who were writing these fantastic characters. So parang,
yes,
di ba?
Yes,
it was still a world of possibilities, no? Yung ano mangyayari sa katawan ng tao when it's exposed to radioactive substances.
Yeah.
So it goes one way, dandun siya sa direction of the amazing and the spectacular na may mga powers and stuff. But we're seeing now that the application, the smart and careful application of these technologies is allowing us to improve our quality of life every day.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I agree with you, Michael. Yeah. Mikhail. Yeah. As you said, 1960s, 1970s, the media portrayal of
yes.
radiation actually resulted in this, di ba? Kaya that's why people are afraid of the term nuclear or even radioactivity. But if we go back again with that, with great power comes great responsibility. Right now naman, we have scientists that's actually empowered on how to use radioactivity in an appropriate way. So I would say right now that we have studied good science to make sure that the radioactivity that we're using now in our daily lives, specifically in medicine or, for example, in other areas, are actually within our normal exposed limits. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the important thing, di ba? Because if you step back, for example, in the comics, di ba, parang na-expose sa sobrang daming radiation, di ba? In reality, it doesn't happen now. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, all steps of the way are ensured to have a quality check on, for example, that whenever you are handling radioactive substances, you are aware of the different regulations and the capabilities of the radioactive product that you're handling. So medyo mas aware na tayo ngayon. So I think just to draw away from the fear, for example, that if you go, for example, just be confident, I think, that your radiation workers, actually, they know now what are the exposure limits based on their profession and what are the, let's say, public limit exposure of on radioactivity. Kasi, di ba, we see radiation almost every day. We don't even feel it, but it happens to us every day. So I think yun nga, as you said earlier, the portrayal of fear in radioactivity was there. But I think with reading nowadays, no, alam mo, kasi internet, di ba, parang dalawang ano yan, I would say dalawang purpose niyan, immediacy of information, di ba, mm-hmm. makukuha mo kaga, di ba, and then yung clarity of information. But you just have to be, you know, very critical of the things that you read. But there are right now very legitimate, of course, sources, for example, wherein you can actually verify that, you know, radioactivity can be used and peacefully and then appropriately, for example, for humans. In human health and other things. So marami na tayong mga references dyan. So they could just Google or type something. I think siguro pag nuclear something, they could type, because I worked before at the International Atomic Energy Agency. Mm-hmm. That's a UN body who is trying to, would have the mandate on the peaceful use of nuclear techniques. They could go into that website and they could see, for example, all the applications of nuclear techniques na very useful. And Philippines is a member of the IAEA. So we are actually recipients of this good technology to be applied in our country, which means we are guided. Mm-hmm. We are guided all throughout by experts locally and overseas in the proper use of this technology. So as much as possible, we just have to be safe, but we don't have to be, you know, to fear a lot. We don't have to fear a lot because, you know, we're being handled by experts in the field.
That is so true. And just to give an example, no, just to focus on radiation, kasi yung I think yung fear din ng marami about this topic is, ay nako, magkakasakit ako sa pag na-expose ako sa radiation. So I just want to say two things. Unang-una, I think we all are exposed to some level of radiation every day. Hindi natin namamalayan yan, pero pag naglakad tayo sa ilalim ng araw, we are exposed to a certain level of radiation, but we're all still alive, right? And it is a safe level. Second, para sa mga kaedad ko or mga millennial na kagaya ko na nakapag-apply na ng trabaho, nakadaan na sa APE, yung annual physical exam. No, ang part of that is getting X-ray. Diba? And that is also, we are exposing ourselves to a certain level of radiation, but it is safe. So kailangan nating ma-disassociate yung takot natin sa radioactive, radiation, nuclear, sa tamang paggamit nito sa isang safe na paraan na actually mas nakakabuti pa sa kalusugan natin than kung wala yung mga technologies na yan.
That's true, yes. Actually, you have stumbled upon, let's say, three principles of, we call it as low as reasonably achievable or ALARA principles in radiation exposure. Uh-huh. So you said right now, for example, if we are actually asked to undergo X-ray, it is actually done based on justified medical reasons. Mm. So number one, it's allowed. Number two, whenever we do X-rays, the amount of exposure that we're given are actually within the normal limits, are within the normal allowable limits. So actually, some optimization dose natin of the radiation. So as you say, diba, natatakot, for example, ibang millennials, for example, how many x-rays can you get or something. alam naman, alam naman, for example, ng clinician yan na as long as justified yung, for example, yung request for a nuclear study or for an x-ray, then it is actually allowed. And you're still most likely to be within the limit. So, napag-aaralan yan ng mga ano, pinag-aaralan yan ng mga experts na gumagawa yan, kaya parang naka-record dyan and naka-monitor. So, I think you just, hindi dapat masyadong matakot na in a single exposure, pwede man mangyari sa'yo. Kasi di ba radioactivity, ano yan eh, either pwede may mangyari sa'yo kapag sunod-sunod na madami or isang malaki na madami. Yes. Di ba? Yeah, so, kung if we put it in a, you know, to be safe, templado naman yan eh. So, walang dapat ikatakot.
Ang ganda.
So, within limits pa rin tayo, di ba? So, and if they would have questions, they could always ask the professionals naman involved in radioactivity or in radiation medicine. So, yeah, I mean, I would not blame your, for example, your generation, di ba? Kasi, di ba, who would explain it to them? Yeah. So, I mean, in my case, I have to study this specific area of medicine, radiation medicine, nuclear medicine, before I could confidently say na you're still within the normal limits. So I think nothing to be worried about if it's, let's say, annual exam lang yon. By the nature of the term annual, it means once a year. So it's still way, way below the normal limits pa.
Yes.
So huwag matakot, di ba?
Oo, tama.
Alam mo parang, Mikael, importante,
mm-hmm.
huwag sila magpapa-x-ray or gagawa ng nuclear medicine scan na walang indication ng doctor. Mm. Yun ang masama.
Yan.
So dapat lagi kang dadaan sa professional. So yun ang importante.
Yes, it's good that you brought that up. I was about to say nga that it's very reassuring to hear this from an expert like you, no? With the rise of false information, disinformation in this age of easy accessibility, it's always good na may experts who actually know what they're talking about who explain these things, lalo na yung mga particulars like the one like what you just said about kailangan meron ka munang, you know, go signal from the doctor. Very simple. It's a very simple concept, right?
Yeah, di ba? Kasi ang request doctor mo nakakalam kung kailangan mo talaga yung test na yun, di ba? I mean, well, kaya nga professional kay, di ba? Siguro meron naman, di ba, Hippocratic oath at doctor,
yes.
Di ba? You should not do harm
to others, yes. Uh-oh.
So, alam mo dapat hindi ka gagawa na masama. So, covered pa rin yan. So, parang may connivance ang ano yan eh. Medyo holistic ang approach talaga ng use of technology with us especially kapag sa ano sa health ng tao.
Yeah. Napakaganda. So, talking about health ng tao, can you give us a few other examples of the ways na yung nuclear medicine in particular, nakikita natin sa araw-araw na buhay na baka hindi lang natin napapansin or hindi natin alam dahil, you know, busy tayo with everyday life?
Yes, yeah. I think what I can say about nuclear medicine is it's a really specialized area of medical imaging and radiation medicine because we're really putting into the patient something radioactive that will be going to the body and then detected by an equipment. But on the other hand, there is also part of nuclear medicine na hindi lang diagnosis pero therapy pa. Narinig mo na ba, Mikael, for example, yung mga taong merong hyperactive thyroid?
Ah.
Yung
para, yes.
Diba? Oh. Yung hyperactive thyroid or may thyroid cancer or what. Mayroong mga population na mga ganitong mga tao, actually very common sa Pilipinas ang hyperthyroidism. May certain population ng hyperthyroid na nagbe-benefit sa nuclear medicine kasi binibigyan namin sila ng radioactive iodine.
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi to yung iodized soda. Ito medyo radioactive iodine. So, binibigyan namin to sa kanila para actually masuppress yung thyroid gland. So, para hindi siya maging hyperactive or in some cases, kung thyroid cancer yon para makontrol ang thyroid cancer. So, isa sa mga application yon ng nuclear medicine pero specifically sa ano naman yon sa therapeutic aspect or yung paggamot. Ngayon dumadami na rin ang slowly nagagamit na rin ang nuclear medicine sa pag-treat ng prostate cancer doon sa isang certain population ng mga taong mayroong prostate cancer. So basically kasi marami yan eh ang nuclear medicine minsan ginagamit yan sa mga bata para malaman kung ano na ang level ng infection sa kidneys nila or for example, kung okay ba yung pag-ihi nila, kung normal ba yung pag-response nila sa ano, sa, I mean, normal ba yung pag-ihi nila kung within normal limits yung paglabas ng ihi nila. And you know what, sometimes kasi iba pa nakikita eh, sa ibang bansa, in fact, ginagamit din ang nuclear medicine para malaman sa mga babies kung nagkaroon na ng indication ng ano, ng child abuse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, kasi di ba ang bata makakapagsabi ba yan na ano na, for example, pinalo siya sa legs ng natatay nila, for example, di ba? Sa ibang bansa, ginagamit na yun para malaman kung, for example, nagkaroon ng bali sa certain buto na hindi makita ng x-ray at hindi rin maturo ng bata kasi para ma-examine yan eh. Kasi sobrang efficient ng ginagamit na radioactive na gamot, nakikita yung mga damages sa buto. And aside from that, marami pang iba, of course, but predominantly, ang applications talaga ng nuclear medicine nowadays is as a response for the non-communicable disease, mainly cancer pa rin, tsaka cardiovascular diseases. Eventually, pwede rin sa dementia.
Oh.
So, at some point, kasi meron ng mga tracers na napoproduce. Pag sinabi kong tracers, yung gamot na kinabit sa something na radioactive at ini-inject sa pasyente at pupuntas dun sa area ng brain natin, ng utak natin, at makikita yung may mga lugar na, for example, hindi ganun ka ganda yung uptake or yung uptake ng tracer, di ba? So para bang pag may mga areas na ganun, minsan nape-predict na okay, pwede ito sa dementia na matagal nang ginagamit sa Japan. So slowly nagagamit na natin yung technology ngayon kasi mas nakikita na siya sa sistema natin dito sa healthcare system natin. So ganun. So basically yun talaga mga applications ng nuclear medicine na talaga makakatulong sa area ng public health, I would say.
Yeah, and na-visualize ko nga yung dinidescribe nyo kanina na parang parang niya ini-explore yung katawan para hanapin kung ano yung problema.
Exactly, yes, kasi if I would say, 'di ba, pag in-inject mo yung tracer and then na-process mo na yung image, so parang lalabas doon yung mga para umiilaw sa iba't ibang parte ng katawan na dapat yun ang tingnan mabuti kasi may nangyayari doon. So doon napapasok yung knowledge ng tao, ng expertise na ito, ayan, malamang cancer yan. O ito, for example, bali yung buto. So doon napapasok yung ano. So kasi para bang masyadong technology intensive para i-process mo yung image mula sa pasyente para makapagbigay ka ng tinatawag namin yung clinical impression or yung information na makakatulong sa referring doctor na para makagawa siya ng paraan para matreat yung pasyente.
Napaka, from all of the examples that you've shared, that we've talked about, talagang very clear na kailangan yung takot natin sa mga salitang nuclear, radiation, radioactivity. Medyo dapat kalimutan na natin. Kasi talagang nasa the way it's applied, the way yung technology, how it's harnessed to do good and not harm, no?
Exactly, yes. Oo. Kasi ang daming applications, 'di ba? So I think siguro, of course, we have so much information around us. So sa media lang, for example, 'di ba? Mag-Netflix ka, meron ka mapapanood about nuclear,
yes.
'Di ba? Pero siguro being responsible citizen, once we read about it, 'di ba? We should also read the other side or the other applications. Para kasi it's actually one area that, of course, humanity learned.
Mm-hmm.
And humanity learned, and then we took lessons from it and then applied it now so that it can be avoided, and then we can continue still using that kind of technology for that particular purpose, for example in nuclear energy or nuclear power, diba? And then at the same time use it for use other applications of nuclear techniques in the society na walang fear. Diba? Kasi hindi naman pwedeng nagkaroon ka ng fear sa i-blanket statement mo na lahat na ano,
yeah,
na masama lahat 'yan, 'di ba? So we have to be, we have to weigh, timbangin natin yung mabuti at masama. And then we can decide if we're ready to use that kind of technology sa atin, 'di ba? Pero to enlighten perhaps yung mga listeners mo, nuclear techniques are already being used in peaceful uses in different aspects. Of course, babalik na naman ako sa medicine kasi yung expertise
yes.
ko, di ba? Pero ang sabihin, para huwag silang matakot, di ba? So they could always approach na, for example, they have this particular, for example, disease in their body, they could ask, meron bang application or may tutulong ang nuclear medicine dito? Di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Madalas naman, most likely meron. Baka meron pa rin, diba? At some point, diba? Pero we should explore, I mean, outside medicine, there are technologies that are using nuclear energy that are still within peaceful uses naman.
Yeah. Meron ba kayong ma-share na mga exciting na applications ng nuclear energy sa health na nasa future or near future na ng mga Pinoy na pwede nating ma-experience in the near future?
Yes, actually, there is a proposed project under the Philippine Nuclear Research Institute na mag-propose na magtayo ng cyclotron and imaging facility. So, ang tawag namin doon ay parang Nuclear Medicine Imaging and Innovative Center, parang gano'n. Yung cyclotron kasi isang parang ano isang makina 'yan, 'di ba, na pwede makapag-produce ka ng isang radioactive na substance na pwede mong magamit para ma-image yung katawan ng tao either in cancer or in heart diseases or in brain diseases like dementia. As of the moment kasi, there are equipment like that in the Philippines, pero ang focus nila is a one type of ano lang, one type of product lang.
Mm-hmm.
So laging naka-focus siya, for example, on cancer, pero para bang let's say ilagay na natin na product A lang ang ginagamit nila, pero ang equipment na yon pwede pa makagawa ng product B, C and D para ma-export pa yung ibang type of cancer. Right now kasi product A lang ang nagagawa sa ano eh, parang product A lang nagagawa sa Pilipinas. Kapag natayo na itong cyclotron facility namin sa PNRI, hopefully makatayo pa ng ibang products, for example, cyclotron B, C, and D products na pwede pang magamit sa iba't ibang uri ng cancer at sa mga iba-iba pang application. And kapag iyon ay nandito, ang presyo ng imaging na ganito ay pwedeng mapabawas sa current market ngayon. Kasi dalawa yan, di ba? Ang equipment na to, for example, dalawa lang nasa Pilipinas. Pero kapag let's say natayo na sa Philippine Nuclear Research Institute, pwede na rin ang center na yon ay mag-produce ng ibang products at maging epekto nito, bababa na ang imaging ng ganito klaseng technology sa market. Kasi para bang, Michael, if I would say, yung PET-CT imaging na sinasabi ko, na ang PET-CT imaging na ginagamit for cancer staging, na gumagamit ng radioactive, currently would cost around between 50 to 80,000 per scan. So medyo mataas. So medyo mataas siya, di ba? Well, of course, mahal na rin talaga ang technology ngayon na ganun. Pero actually, dahil since lang parang dalawa lang or tatlo ang meron ganun sa Pilipinas, medyo mataas pa ang price. Pero kapag natayo na ito locally under DOST, hopefully, so magkakaroon na ng ano, ng, na maaring mapababa ang presyo. Of course, syempre, di ba? Magkakaroon na dyan kagad ang supply and demand ng market, ng ano na, mag-apply na dyan yung, ano, yung market forces. So pwede na rin bumaba ang presyo and making this technology more accessible to the Filipino people. So I think yun ang exciting kasi right now it's more on available sa public sector. Wala pa siya sa private sector siya available now. Hindi pa siya available sa public as of the moment. But hopefully in pag na-approve to in 3 or 4 years time, available na yung cyclotron technology na to. And then hopefully mapababa natin ng presyo ang technology na to para magamit na ng mga I would say, ng cancer patients. And pag nagamit na nila, mas mag-i-improve na yung medical management sa kanila with regards to cancer.
Oh, very important technology talaga. And I also hope na within the next 3 or 4 years ay makita natin yan na na-apply at nagagamit dito sa Pilipinas. Pero merong isang nuclear-related event in the near future, in the very near future, na definitely exciting. So, can you tell us a bit about the upcoming panel called Nuclear Applications in Health and Medicine sa NSTW ngayong taon?
Yes, this year's National Science and Technology Week actually would focus on the nuclear applications in health. During this session, we would have actually much more detailed discussion about sa things na I'm telling now. Kasi ngayon, di ba, medyo podcast pa to. So medyo parang vague pay, di ba?
Broad.
Medyo broad, vague, broad. Wala pang photo.
Oo nga, diba? Wala eh. Audio only eh.
Audio only, di ba? So if they go sa National Science and Technology Week, may session doon na nagpo-focus, for example, on the updates on nuclear medicine. And then may presentation doon. And then makikita doon kung ano talaga yung exact details na para magkaroon sila ng visual understanding. And of course, alam para malaman nila kung ano yung technology na yun, maging applicable sa mga tao. So at least doon na papasok yung much yung clear objectives or or at least I would say makikita nila yung plano or yung blueprint or even yung ano yung main purpose ng ano na to ng technology na to within the context of how it is useful in health and medicine. So doon na talaga makikita yung ano yung details and then how it can be really applicable in for example in our healthcare system. Bonus na syempre yung ano yung syempre yung visual presentation.
Yeah. Sa panel po ba na ito, pwede bang magtanong or magbigay ng comments, questions, feedback yung mga manonood or makikinig?
Yes, yes, yes. And I think as far as I know, this would also be broadcast on Facebook.
So publicly accessible.
Publicly, yes. I have to check on that if it's going to Facebook Live. Uh-huh. But either way, we would find ways to be accessible. So don't worry about
that. Yes. Thank you for clarifying that because I really want to encourage our listeners. Siyempre, ask theory nga tong podcast na to eh. But I really want to encourage our listeners that if you still have any questions, any concerns about nuclear energy and its various applications, please feel free to ask sa panel na ito. Kaya nagkakaroon ng mga ganitong initiatives ang DOST, ang ating mga scientific experts, ay para masagot ang mga tanong natin about the things that maybe nakakatakot sa pandinig natin or hindi natin masyadong naiintindihan dahil busy tayo sa pang-araw-araw na buhay at wala tayong oras para aralin itong mga bagay na ito. Pero para mas maintindihan natin at masagot natin yung mga tanong natin, kailangan natin magtanong. So if you're going to attend this panel, and I really invite you guys to attend this panel because it's sobrang exciting na maisip na in the future, we can have all of these advanced technologies, no? These leaps in nuclear technology to help us deal with health problems here in the Philippines. Now, I invite you to attend this and to ask kung ano man yung mga bagay na kailangan nyo ng kalinawan para after this panel, you'll have a deeper understanding of what we can be excited for in the future when it comes to nuclear technology with regards to health and medicine. Grabe, ang dami ko natutunan from this very, actually very short conversation. No? It's not even, hindi pa na tayo umabot na isang oras, pero sobrang lumawak yung pananaw ko about nuclear energy. Kasi even though nababasa ko siya, even though nakapagbasa naman ako about nuclear energy and nuclear technology, meron talagang mga biases or the way it's been portrayed in media na very hard to shake off even for someone like me talaga na nagbabasa. Hindi ako expert but I do make it a point to read about it and I do still have, or before this conversation with you, I did still have some reservations, some questions about nuclear energy. But this conversation helped me a lot and I am sure that the upcoming panel will help me a lot too. And I hope na yung lahat ng mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon sa podcast na to, medyo nalinawan din sila about maybe some of the things na nung una ako rin medyo takot. And hopefully mas ma-appreciate natin itong the way that nuclear energy and nuclear technologies are being harnessed to make our lives better.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Yun.
Yeah, and then totally I think if they would want to know more about this nuclear technologies in health and medicine, it's on 26th of November 2021 from 8 to 10 a.m. So it's also under the National Science and Technology Week. So the PNRI would have this, is they're organizing this session in celebration of that week. So they would have a virtual forum on the applications of nuclear technologies in health and medicine on 26th of November 2021 from 8 to 10 a.m. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and so save your Friday morning, guys. So if you want to learn more about how nuclear technologies can be used to improve health management here in the Philippines in the near future, definitely save your Friday slot, November 26 from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. It will be worth your time. I guarantee. Will you be part of that panel, Doc?
Yeah, yes, I'll be part of that panel. And then, of course, we will be giving much more details on what are the plans of the DOST and the PNRI on trying to promote nuclear techniques, for example, and nuclear medicine in medium and long term.
Aside from that panel, so for example, meron pa silang questions for you. Maybe after this podcast or after that panel, ano po ba yung best way para mag-reach out sa inyo? Or what's the easiest way to contact you?
Easiest way would be, I think, open naman yung Facebook. So I'm actually with the UN, my Facebook page has been like open to questions or to people. So under the same name, Thomas Pascual, Thomas N.B. Pascual at Facebook. On the clinical side, I can be seen on nowserving.ph. Mm-hmm. That's for the clinical consultation on clinical aspect. So now serving .ph. And I think since I'm a science and technology fellow of the DOST, the science and technology fellow, they also have a Facebook page. So I think they could divert questions there as a messenger. And then I can be reached anytime. I think the people there manning the page could send me the questions. And I'm happy to answer naman anytime.
Right. And syempre, sa dami-dami ng natutunan namin from you dito sa episode na to, dagdagan pa natin. Pero this time, for people who maybe want to follow in your footsteps, maybe someday they want to become scientists who specialize in some area of nuclear energy or nuclear technology, ano po ang advice na ma-share ninyo sa mga scientists in training out there, especially if they want to practice their specialty here in the Philippines?
Oh, very good question. So I've always stood with good science. So as long as you stick with good science, you can't go wrong. So try to hone your craft on that one, and then try to really focus on that particular area. So each of one of us would have a natural curiosity, and then sometimes it would lead you to go outside your comfort zone. But don't be afraid to explore it. And then, as I said, as long as you stick with good science, then you are actually on your way to providing something to humanity that can be useful. So good science lang, wag bad science.
That is really, really solid advice. Stick to good science, no?
Yeah, bad science kasi diba parang ano yan? Anything not good?
parang inverse lang eh. Anything not good is bad science. Pero definitely, no? Science that can improve the quality of life of other people. Science that contributes to the greater
exactly.
good.
Yes.
Sabi nga ng DOST, diba? Yes. Science for the people.
Exactly, science for the people, yes. So you have to keep the people in mind whenever you're doing or practicing your science. There's always a good application of science in humanity. And I think it's your purpose as a scientist, number one, to look for the truth in science, yun yung good clinical research or good research component, good research, good results, good methods, something like that. And eventually naman, trying to find its application into the society. So dapat it informs policy, dapat it's really useful so that you can actually would have a contribution to society.
I love it. I love how this one piece of advice is actually consistent for pretty much everyone I've talked to on this podcast. It's so reassuring that Filipino scientists are really after the greater good for Filipinos in general. And I really hope na you had as much fun with this podcast as I did, and as I'm sure our listeners will.
Yes, of course, Michael. Yeah, very, very, very interesting podcast. Yes, I really enjoyed every minute of it. I hope may natutunan sila.
Ako sure po yan. Sure po ako dyan. And I hope na ma-invite ko kayo ulit someday to be on the podcast again.
Yes, anytime. Yes. We can talk about other areas of science, and then perhaps on how it actually would have crossovers with other disciplines. So other disciplines, which is
oh, exciting yan. So yeah. Teaser yan for our yeah. for our guests, no? For our listeners, yung part 2 conversation namin ni Doc. We are going to tackle that. So thank you so much, Doc, for sharing your time and your expertise. And I always say that I learned a lot from our guests, but I really, truly learned a lot from you, lalong-lalo na about this sensitive, very sometimes confusing topic that is very important to talk about, lalo na in the present day. So thank you so much, Doc. Take care, stay safe, and best of luck to your endeavors.
Thank you very much, Michael, and then looking forward for our next podcast.
Part 2, hopefully. Yes. Thank you, Doc. Thank you for listening to this episode of Ask Theory. Follow Flip Science on Facebook, at Flip Science PH on Twitter, and at Flip Facts on Instagram. And check out our official Shopee store if you want to get copies of our books, Historiang Scientifico and Science Scramble. Stay curious!